الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most gracious, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, who is the owner of the Day of Judgment, Maliki Yawmiddin. And it is He whom we worship, Iyyaka Na'bud, and from Him we seek help. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So we pray to the Almighty that He guides us on the right path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. My brothers, we are about to end the month of Shaban. In 5 days' time, for 6 days, we will be embarking on the month of Ramadan. And if Allah wills, if everything will be on its place, and if He wants us to move to the new mosque, this will be our last Jummah in this masjid. if Allah wills, because there is a lot of work to be completed on the legal side as well. You cannot move in a property without a certificate, remember that. So that has all to be done. And if the work is completed, and if Allah wishes, inshallah, next Jummah will be the first Jummah of Ramadan. And we might do it in the new building. So my request to all of you is to pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all the hurdles and complete our process, inshallah ta'ala. When the month of Sha'ban was ending, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a khutbah on the last day of Sha'ban. So I want to go through that khutbah. The narrator is Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. He was from Persia. He narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up and he said to the people, O people, tum par ek azim aur mubarak mahina saaya fagan hone wala hai. O people, a month is going to spread like the clouds they spread. So he's going to cover you in that mercy of cloud. Very soon, which is after Subh-e Sadiq. And then he mentioned the virtues of the month of Ramadan. But this is what he said, a month has come. And now he is talking about the month. Shahrun Azim. Shahrun Mubarak. Two words he used. Azim ka mana great. Virtuous Mahina. Lot of virtues in the month of Ramadan, which we cannot get in the remaining 11 months of the year. Shahrum Mubarakun fi, and lot of barakah in that mahina. So the Sahaba asked, what barakah, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, fihi laylatun khairum min alfi shahr. The first thing is, there is a night in that month which is better than 1,000 months. You give £1, you will get the reward of giving £1 every night for 1,000 nights. You do 2 rakat namaz, optional. You get the sawab of 2,000 multiply by 1,000, which will be 2,000 rakats every night for 1,000 years. Every night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the fasting of that day in the month of Ramadan farz, obligatory. And then he says, Allah has made, not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has made the Qiyamul Layl Sunnah. Now look at the word, Allah has made, not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That shows the importance of Salatul Taraweeh. Qiyamul Layl, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do whole year, that is Tahajjud. So Qiyamul Layl is different. Salatul Taraweeh is different. If you see the chapters in Sahih Bukhari, chapter of Qiyamul Layl in which Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is mentioning the Prophet read 8 rakats. So now today people are taking on board 8 rakat Taraweeh. That is Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl is every night. And Qiyamul Layl is not attached with the month of Ramadan. It attests with every night of the year. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning in this hadith that Allah has made Salatul Taraweeh, that's Qiyamul Layl, in the month of Ramadan, sunnah. And whoever does an optional prayer, Allah will grant him the reward of farz. Reward of farz. So make sure we come early to the mosque. We do 4 sunnah. If we come in for zuhr, 4 sunnah before the 4 farz. Because by doing that sunnah, you will get the reward of farz. In the early prayer in fajr, 2 rakat before fajr, we'll get the sawab of farz. And then when we do the sawab, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you do the farz, you will get the reward of 70 farz. So you do 5 times namaz in the month of Ramadan, you get the reward of 350. One zuhr, you get the reward of 70 zuhr. One asr, you get the reward of 70 asr. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning what barakah it is. Yes, sabr ka mahina hai. It is the month of patience. First 2 days will be difficult when we start fasting. This year is very short fast. 11-12 ghante ka roza hai. And plus the weather is cold as well. So it's not difficult. But you have to have patience. Those who have got illnesses, they have to be very patient. Those who have got the habit of smoking cigarettes, they should give up. Phir chirchirahat ho jati hai. Ghar mein ladai shuru kar dete hain. Chai ki aadat hai, nahi milti 12 ghante tak. Phir ladai shuru ho jati hai. Jhagda shuru ho jata hai. So, hey, logo, ye sabr ka mahina hai. It's the month of patience. And do you know, sahaba, what the reward of patience is? Sabr ka badla, jannat hai. Allah will grant you jannat because of that patience. Aur ye muwasat ka mahina hai. Khair khahi, sympathy, looking towards the poor people, widows, people in need. Don't forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Abhi quiet. Abhi koi news bhi nahi aa raha hai. Log samajhte hain khatam ho gaya. Nahi, abhi to zyada zulm ho raha hai. To unko bhi na bhulo. And then he says that in this month the sustenance of the person is increased. Now it doesn't mean that you're earning 100 pounds, you will earn 150 pounds. No, it doesn't mean that. Rizq bar jata hai. Sustenance is increased. What does it mean? Lot of barakah. A poor man on his table is hardly having one dish in 11 months. Like in the month of Ramadan, you will see on his table there's 2, 3, 4 items. That is barakah. What barakat hoti hai? Ramzan ke mahine ke andar. This is all the definition of barakah which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning in this hadith. And then he says that whoever gives iftari to a person who is fasting, Arabon ke andar ye riwaj bahut hai. If you see in the both Harmen, how many tons of dates are brought? All the dates are supplied by one person.
in both the haram, Makkah and Medina. Only by one person. And I was reading his biography, how he became so rich. He was a small boy and someone was asking for charity. He didn't have money. He went home and he took his bag in which he used to put the money which his mom and dad used to give. Half real, 1 real. He took out 5 real. And he gave it to the person who was asking for charity for some poor people. And he was young. So the mom asked one day, why the money is less? He said, I gave in charity. You always tell me to give in charity. So I gave in charity. Well, itne zyada paise de diye, 5 real. Us zamane ke andar 5 real bahut hote the. He became the richest person of Saudi Arabia. All the big gardens of dates he owns. और सारा खजूर जो आता है उधर जो हुकूमत की तरफ से डिस्प्ले होता है हरम के अंदर 4 million पीपल दे दो इफ्तार 4 million पीपल ये शेख राजी की तरफ से आता है सो राजी बैंक बिलोंग्स टू हिम ही हैज कंस्ट्रक्टेड ब्यूटीफुल मसाजिद ऑल ओवर सऊदी अरेबिया So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whoever gives one date or gives iftar to a person who is keeping a fast, jo roza rakhta hai, uska iftar karata hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a reward which means that Allah will forgive all his sins. Iski taraf dhyan do. We are very behind in this. Very behind. So the Sahaba, they were poor. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now first he said, your sins will be forgiven and you will be given a certificate of not entering the Jahannam. यानी जहन्नम से आजादी का सर्टिफिकेट मिल जाएगा आपने रोजा दे दिया एक खजूर की पेशी दे दी इफ्तार के वक्त देखो सहरी का लफ्ज यूज नहीं किया लुक एट द प्रोफेसर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ही इज नॉट मेंशनिंग अबाउट सहरी हालांकि सहरी इज ऑल्सो लिंक्ड विद रोजा इज मेंशन इफ्तार जहन्नम से आजादी का सर्टिफिकेट मिल जाता है ही विल बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम द फायर ऑफ हेल And no sawab will be lessened. Rozedar ke sawab mein kami kiye bagair. Sawab will not be lessened. Iftar karane wale ko bhi is qadar ajr se nawaza jata hai. So the person is doing iftar, you are giving iftar. His roza sawab, you get it. But he will also have his sawab. So you are fasting, you get the sawab for your roza. Then you give iftar to someone, you will get the sawab of his roza as well. And Allah is not going to remove the sawab from him. Sahaba said, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are poor people. How can we give iftar? Wahan to mile to roza, mile to rozi, na mile to roza. That should be the part of our iman. We should never earn a penny haram. Make dua when you go for your job. Oh Allah, give me halal sustenance. Agar mile to theek hai, rozi. Aur main razi. Agar na mile to roza. If I don't earn anything, we will eat less today. The sahaba said, we don't have that much. We are not all rich that we can afford to give
افطاری. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the loved ones, isn't this sahaba? They sacrificed their life for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a good reply he gave. That the despair which was in the sahaba was removed. Mayusi aa gayi nahi. Huzur ne kaha ki iftari do. Ab paise to hai nahi, kaise iftari de. Ab mayusi aa gayi. How will we achieve that sawab? There is no name of despair in Islam. Remember that. Mayusi naam ka Islam mein koi nahi, kuch nahi hai. There is no mayusi in Islam. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. There is no despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said that whoever gives a sip of milk. How much is a sip? That is a sip. Whoever gives a drop of milk to a person who is fasting. Maybe someone asks, we don't have milk. Sabke paas bakriyan kahan hai? We don't have goats. Yeah, if somebody gives a piece of date, dates to the, bagiche lage hue the logon ke, Masjid Nabawi mein aake le aate the. Or whoever gives a sip of water, bas itna, he will also get the same sawab. It doesn't mean that you have to feed the person to his full. Iska intizam karo bhai. Hum masjid mein aate hain to masjid mein pani dhoondte hain. Are bhai, apna roza iftar karna hai, apne pani se to iftar karo. The people who are giving in masjid the water, they are earning all your sawab as well. Bring your own water. With one water, bring five bottles. Give to other four people. Your iftari sawab, you will increase. But he said, yes, exceptional those who feed someone to his full. Pura pet bhar ke khana khilaya. Then what will happen? For that person, an exceptional reward is kept by Allah. And what is the reward? On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed him with the water of Hawz-e Kawthar. Inna atayna kal kawthar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that hose, that pool, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. He will be feeding the people when the moon will be above the head at the distance of 1 mile. People will be sweating. And people will be asking, where is the water? Water, water, water. The Prophet will sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be standing on that pool and he will be giving the water. And whoever will drink from that water will never feel thirsty. Although the moon, the sun will be above the head until he enters the Jannah. He will not feel thirst. Then he keeps on mentioning that the awwaluhu rahmatun, the first 10 days is full of blessings, rahmat. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. And the middle 10 days are full of maghfirah. Allah will forgive. Make tawbah, repent. التَّائِبُ مِنَ الزَّنْبِ كَمَ اللَّهَ زَنْبَلَ. Repent to Allah. Allah will forgive all your sins. First 10 days, the rahmat will be showering. Allah will bless all of us. Second 10 days, Allah will forgive our sins. And the last 10 days, itqum minan nar.
Allah will free you, He will give you the certificate, free you from the fire of hell. And then in the end, the Prophet ﷺ is saying that there are four things which you have to do, exceed in doing four things. Number one, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Uskurullaha dhikran kathira. Whole day should be spent in zikr. Even if you are working, la ilaha illallah, how? You don't have to lift anything. You are working. You are writing, you are on the computer. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. Zikr karo. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah. The best zikr is subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Number two, istighfar. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin aznabtuhu amadan aw khata'an sirran aw alaniyat wa atubu ilayhi min adh-dhanbi alladhi a'lam wa min adh-dhanbi alladhi la a'lam innaka anta 'allamul ghuyub wa sattarul 'uyub wa ghaffarul dhunub la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wallah, I am seeking forgiveness min kulli dhanbin aznabtu, every sin which I have committed. Confess your sin. Allah ko bahut pasand aata hai. Koi guna kiya to Allah ko bolo maine kiya hai ye guna. I have done this. Kullu bani adam khata'un, every son of Adam is bound to do an error. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said khairul khata'un tawwabun. The best one is who confesses his sin. He says to Allah, I've done this. Maine iska itna maal maar diya hai. Maine isko gaali di hai. Maine isko ye kiya hai, wo kiya hai. Maine ye guna kiya hai. Maine sharab pi li thi. Maine lottery ki ticket bhul se emotional hokar maine le li thi. Shaitan ne mujhe waswasa de diya tha. Maine ye kar liya tha. माँ बाप के सामने मैं इज्जत तो करता था, लेकिन एक दफा मैंने गुस्सा कर लिया था. अल्लाह तू मुझे माफ कर दे. अल्लाह फॉरगिव मी. सो अगर ये पूरा नहीं जो मैंने ज़म्बिन अमदन और खतान, वेदर आई हैव डन इट इंटेंशनली अनइंटेंशनली, मैंने ज़म्बिन लदी आलम व मैंने ज़म्बिन लदी ला आलम. कुछ गुना तो ऐसे हैं मैं जानता हूं मैंने किया था, लेकिन कुछ गुना ऐसे हैं कि मैं नहीं जानता. बाजार में था, कोई औरत जा रही थी, मैंने उसको देख लिया, अब मुझे याद नहीं है. सो बहुत से गुना, मैनी सीन्स वी हैव गॉट इन अवर लाइफ, वी डोंट इवन नो अबाउट इट दैट इट इज अ सीन, वी डोंट इवन नो. इन्नका अंता अल्लामुल गुयूब, यू नो एवरीथिंग, वॉट एवर इज हिडन यू नो इट. But you are our Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you cover it up. आपने उसको छुपाया है. जैसे अभी आप बैठे हैं, नहीं कि आप इमाम साहब बैठे हैं, मौलाना साहब, मैं जानता हूं मैं कितना गुनेगार हूं. I know how bad I am. But you have covered it in front of the people. Allah cover our sins in front of our parents when we die. बहुत से गुना ऐसे होते हैं मां बाप को पता नहीं होता है, बच्चा करता है. सो अल्लाह कवर इट ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट. डोंट मेक इट अ सोर्स ऑफ शेम फॉर मी ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट. वो गफ्फारु ज़ुनूब, एंड यू आर द वन हु फॉरगिव्स. देयर इज नो वन ऑन द अर्थ हु कैन फॉरगिव, यू आर द वन हु फॉरगिव्स, एंड देयर इज नो वन लाइक यू. ला इलाहा इल्ला. So lot of azkar, lot of toba, istighfar. And then he said there are two things which you have to ask. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, give us jannah. Because the doors of the jannah is open in the month of Ramadan. It's open. Grant us jannah. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمِ. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of hell. So inshallah, in the coming month, next month, next Friday will be Ramadan.
We'll be talking about the virtues of Ramadan. I'm going to give you some tips. How to spend the month of Ramadan. As soon as you hear the news of Ramadan, that tomorrow is the first fast, chand ki khabar aa gayi. So when you meet your brothers, just give a smile. हमारे मुंह के ऊपर स्माइल्स नहीं है, चली गई. सामान इतना है 100 बरस का, खाते रहो 100 बरस तक इतना सामान है, लेकिन चेहरे के ऊपर स्माइल नहीं है, इतनी कंजूसी. सो गिव अ स्माइल टू योर मुस्लिम ब्रदर एंड से अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, अल्लाह हैज ब्लेस्ड अस विद द मंथ ऑफ रमजान. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make a supplication, Allahumma barik li fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighni Ramadan. Oh Allah, you, alhamdulillah, you have made us reach the month of Ramadan. Karenge inshallah. As soon as you come for the first Taraweeh, even in the house, give a kiss to your wife, hug her, and say, alhamdulillah, we have reached the month of Ramadan. Give her a smile. Sorry. जो झगड़े हो गए नहीं, सब दूर हो जाएंगे. ट्राई तो करो, सब दूर हो जाएंगे. गिव अ स्माइल. अब स्माइल कर रहे हैं, लेकिन जब बाहर निकलेंगे तो ऐसे. और इमाम साहब उधर से जा रहे हैं, अस्सलाम वालेकुम भी नहीं बोलेंगे. क्या गुस्सा है भाई इमाम साहब के ऊपर. अरे इमाम साहब को छोड़ो, किसी को भी सलाम नहीं करेंगे. सो विल यू ऑल गिव अ स्माइल इंशाल्लाह. And you have to give a big smile if we move to the, to bolo bhai, to the, inshallah, we want to move or not. Yeah, give a big smile. Hug each other. Ek dusre ko congratulate kalo, sabki masjid hai. Sabki masjid hai, sabne mashallah, jo kuch bhi hissa dala hai. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when you smile to each other, to your brother's face, it is a charity. Wo bhi sadqa hai. Number two, before Ramadan, help your wife, help your family to put everything in order in the month of Ramadan. Ghar ki safai kar lo. कर्टन साफ कर लो, ब्लाइंड है उसके ऊपर डस्ट है उसको साफ कर लो, स्कर्टिंग बॉर्ड्स के ऊपर डस्ट है, हेल्प करो वाइफ को. उसका काम नहीं है, ये आपका काम, हेल्प करो. रमजान की कुछ चीजें तैयार करनी है, डू ऑल द शॉपिंग्स बिफोर रमजान. इवन ईद की शॉपिंग रमजान से पहले कर लो. व्हाई? बिकॉज द ब्लेसेड मंथ इज कमिंग. वी वॉन्ट टू टेक लॉट ऑफ सवाब. वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू स्पेंड अवर टाइम इन द मार्केट प्लेस. And why I am telling you to clean the house? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-nazafatu nisful iman." Cleanliness is half faith. In the month of Ramadan, spend the day without complaining. Aya, aaj bahut bhook lagi, sehri mein nahi utha. Aaj ye ho raha hai, aaj ye. No complaint. For 30 days, no complaint. And for today, the last one, I'll show you other tips. There's about 100 tips. We'll carry on in the month of Ramadan. It's not only Taraweeh and Roza only. Apart from that, there's so many small things. Smile de do charity kar li. Ghar ke andar thoda sa iftari ke se pehle wife ko thoda help kar diya. Baad mein masjid mein aa gaye. Charity ho gayi. I will not miss my any salah. Not miss, number one. And I will do every salah in the masjid. InshaAllah. Bhai, ye jo masjid banai hai, namaz ke liye banai hai. Aur ye bhi masjid hai, namaz ke liye hai. So if the masjid is constructed, lekin hum namazi na bane. Iqbal ne kya kaha? Masjid to bana di, sabr mein, iman ki hararat, walon. You know what sabr is?
There was a place, ek minute, there was a place in Pakistan, the government said, if nothing is built on that plot before Fajr, we will take the plot away. Hukumat ne ye saman jari kar diya. To sab musalman ikatte huye, abhi to isha ka time ho gaya hai. Before Fajr, we have to construct a masjid. We have to construct a masjid so that the government does not take the plot away. Sab gaon wale jama ho gaye, fatafat lakre laye, ye laye, masjid khadi kar di, aur Fajr ki namaz ke waqt uski masjid ke andar padi. To Iqbal ne sher kaha, masjid to bana di, acha, phir baad mein jab masjid ban gayi, to ab people are saying, what shall we keep the name? Like Nurul Islam, Faizan-e-Islam, Masjid-e-Tawheed, we keep names, isn't it? Ab iska naam kya rakhi? To us masjid ka naam rakha Shabbar. Kya rakha? Sab abhi bhi hai wo masjid Lahore mein. To Allama Iqbal ne phir ye sher kahi ki masjid to bana di Shabbar mein iman ki hararat walon ne, lekin kya phir aage kya hai? Man apna purana papi hai ke barson mein namazi ban na saka. So my brothers, we are getting the month of Ramadan, coming going. Namazi bana do yaar. Ye masjid hamari khul jaye, Allah se dua hai. Usko aisi bana do ke amal se bari hui ho. Masjid is not the name of construction, remember that. It's not the name of the wall and the roof and the decoration. Uske andar jo amal hote hai, Allah ka zikr, Quran ki tilawat, deen ki baatein, iska naam masjid hai. Allah taala mujhe aapko taufeeq ata farmaye. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.